This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We are always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980, where now you can see Anthony Haney complete in his LeBron James t-shirt. You're so proud of it.
Like, you see me, man? You see me?
I do. In crystal clear, high definition.
Yeah, I'm a little sad, you know, Bron's not in the playoffs still, but it's okay. It's okay. I've let that hurt go.
Yeah. Remember in the final game of his playoff run this season, Anthony, when Rudy Gobert had 27 points and 24 rebounds?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Seems like that guy stayed there.
Pretty much.
I don't know what French is for uh-oh, but Rudy Gobert, not quite as effective here in the conference finals. Julius Randle. Seems to have turned back into a pumpkin. And suddenly, Anthony, the Oklahoma City Thunder have a commanding, because there is no other kind, 2-0 series lead. Now, in the NBA playoffs, a series doesn't start until a team wins on the road. So this series, technically through that lens, hasn't started yet. By the same token, one more win for Oklahoma City, and it feels like this series is over. And frankly, it feels like it's over right now. The numbers from last night are very interesting to look at when you add a little bit of context to them. Anthony Edwards, obviously much better. Julius Randle was much worse. But it's kind of when the numbers came and how it went down that tells the story of this game. Once again, the Thunder were absolutely dominant in the third quarter. Come out of halftime, 35-21, a 14-point advantage in the third. They actually lost the fourth by 7, and it just didn't matter because they were up 8 at halftime and then opened up an additional 14-point lead with that margin in the third. But in that third quarter, Anthony, you had Anthony Edwards, who had 18 shots taken at halftime. He first play of the game. It's something we talked about yesterday on the show, right? Is he going to come out aggressive? What kind of shots are they going to get him? It's not just, will Anthony Edwards shoot? It's like, how do the Minnesota Timberwolves ensure that Anthony Edwards is involved in the game? Well, they come out, first possession, mid-post ISO on the left side of the floor, and he gets a shot up. In that first half, he was still assertive. It didn't feel like he took 18 shots, or he was on that kind of pace for stretches of it, because there were stretches of it where you're just like, oh my God, they have 1.5 guys on him every time he touches the ball. And Ant has done a good job this postseason. It's part of the maturation of his game of, all right, I got an extra guy on me. Let's swing it and trust that I'm going to get the ball back. And then the third quarter happened. And ultimately, Ant, who had 18 shots at halftime, finishes with just 26 for the game. So it's 18 in the first half, 8 in the second half. He goes 1-for-9 from three-point range. He scores 32, has 9 rebounds, but just the turnovers in that third quarter, the inability to do anything with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who gets to the line 15 times on top of getting off 21 shots. He's got 38 points, 8 assists, and 3 steals in this one. Just another dominant performance. Jalen Williams plays really well. Again, he's found his game in this series after a rough stretch earlier in the playoffs. And then you're just not getting a whole lot from anywhere else in Minnesota. Randall, just 6. Jaden McDaniels had a nice night. But Naz Reid, just 10 points. Dante DiVincenzo, who was incredible last year for the Knicks in the playoffs, has 8 points on 3 of 8 shooting. And there's just not enough for Minnesota against the deepest and best team in the league. And now you got a 2-0 hole. And I always think it's interesting to put it this way. The Oklahoma City Thunder lost 14 games all year, Anthony. 14 in the regular season, 68-14. The Timberwolves, to win the series, now have to beat them 4-5. Good luck.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. And to be honest, I would not be surprised if they get swept. And the only reason I say that is because they don't have enough shooting. They have guys that are capable of shooting, but they don't have, you know, knockdown pure shooters. Naz Reid has been a shell of himself. To be honest, he's been super inconsistent all playoffs. DiVincenzo, as you just pointed out, he hasn't, you know, been the same DiVincenzo that we saw last year with the Knicks. Jaden McDaniels, again, he's a capable shooter, but I wouldn't say he's a knockdown shooter. And then when it comes to, like, the other side of the ball, not just catch and shoot, actually being able to put the ball on the ground and create, they don't have that. They don't have anyone, to be honest, to be able to do that outside of Anthony Edwards in terms of, like, getting their shot. Julius can do it, but, again, the Thunder are like piranhas out there. Like, anytime he puts the ball on the ground, there's like 6 people around him, and he's failing to, you know, find the open person. He's turning the ball over, and that's what they do. So it's going to be tough if Anthony Edwards is the only one that can create off the dribble, because that's what they're forcing him to do. They're running out to him, and if they're not knocking down those shots, which they haven't this series, then they have to put the ball on the ground. And every time they do, they turn the ball over. So it's hard to score when you're not even getting up shots.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull this up real quick. See if Julius, can I do shot charts by individual games? I might be able to. Let's see. StatMuse. Oh, yeah. Nope, that's okay. There's a way to do it. Not quickly enough for me to make this point. I don't need the shot chart to make the point. It's also radio, so while it would inform my opinion, for most of you, you wouldn't be able to see it anyway, because I'm not pulling it up on the YouTube stream. The point is, in game one, Julius Randle made a ton of threes. Yep. And like that's how he had 28 points. He was really efficient, made all his shots. But that also meant he was like out on the perimeter a lot. And in some key stretches of this series, he is being guarded by Alex Caruso, who might be the single best perimeter defender in the entire league. Might have the best hands. He's incredibly strong. He's got great feet. And Julius Randle's trying to drive on him. Like, Julius Randle's handle is nice for a big man, but nice for a big man and can drive past fours and fives, you know, some power forward centers, is very different than let me drive on Alex Caruso. And so the second Julius tries to start dribbling, Caruso's like, what are you doing? And just like shuts it down, swipes at the ball, makes Julius turn his back. And so how do you, if you're Chris Finch, get him in better positions? And the answer was last night, we can't. And he benched him in the fourth quarter. And so you are in a spot where last year you were, you know, pushing conference finals, and you trade Karl Anthony Towns for, who's not my favorite player, but whatever, like, he's really talented. And Kat gets traded for Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo. And Dante DiVincenzo was a minus 27 last night in the plus minus. So when DiVincenzo was on the court, they were outscored by 27 points. He's like a minus 40 something for the series. And Julius Randle, who was benched in the fourth quarter. That's not great. And Tim Connelly in that front office deserves a ton of credit for taking that kind of risk. And it's obviously worked out in a lot of ways. And maybe it works out in the long term. Anthony Edwards is still 23 years old. I think he's got a lot of maturing to do, obviously off the floor, but also on the floor as a player, because that's what happens in this league. And it's a lot easier to be right as a doubter when you're talking about the NBA than predicting some greatness, because only one team wins in the end, and the margins are incredibly fine. But if we go back to my chat with Zach Harper, Anthony, what was the question I asked him? Can you trust the T-Wolves? And he's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, this is way more about the Thunder than it is the T-Wolves. But the Thunder haven't, or the T-Wolves haven't even given themselves a chance, because the inability to be disciplined, not turn the basketball over, understand the intensity that's coming, and ultimately we're going to see if they survive the weekend. I guess they'll survive the weekend because game four wouldn't be until Monday. But if they survive, how deep into next week? Because they are down 0-2 right now. We'll talk more about this game and about the Eastern Conference game next. Then coming up at 4:30 today, Kevin Sheehan a couple days ago had an interesting chat on his show about the Commanders running back position. We will embark on that chat as well with you at 301-230-0980. We'll preview OTAs next week with Ben Standing and talk about Terry McLaurin's potential contract dispute. Is it real? Is it just, did he miss for other reasons? We'll talk to Standing at 5 o'clock. Plenty of other fun stuff. Mike Golic Jr. later in the program as well here on the Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.